Time to head over to Ireland now and say hello to Cheyenne Campbell. She's with the Wallaroos and about to take on Ireland tomorrow. Cheyenne, welcome. And how's preparations going? Only literally hours away from your first pool match.
Yeah, look, thanks for having me. Practicing good in the last days, and the girls are excited to be able to have a run against Ireland tomorrow.
Now, Ireland are the host nation as well, and I believe you guys are targeting. You're in a tough pool as well with France, Japan, and including Ireland. So it's be a good one to get under the belt, a nice little win.
Yeah, look, they've got a strong support crew here, being host nation. So, you know, we're expecting a tough game tomorrow, and we've been preparing for that. So, you know, we've left no stone unturned, and, yeah, we're ready to get out there.
Cheyenne, I noticed that it doesn't get the publicity quite clearly of the Men's Rugby World Cup, but you got a pretty good welcome over there. And then I saw the police escort you guys got. You must be pretty important. You got that from the airport to the hotel.
Yeah, the police escort was a bit of a surprise for the girls, but, you know, it was awesome to see that they've put a lot of effort and resources into this tournament, and it's showing that they support women's rugby and they want it to grow.
Well, you're playing at the UCD Bowl just outside of Dublin. You've played 12 test matches for the Wallaroos. And people may not know, you are Quade Cooper's cousin as well. Have you got any tips? Yeah. What's going on?
Have I got any
tips from Quade?
Oh, no. Look, I haven't spoken to him as yet. So, you know, he's probably just, you know, wish us well, wish the girls well, and hope we play well and get a win over Ireland. So, yeah.
Tell us the truth, Cheyenne. In the backyard, when the families got together, you used to trample over the top of him, didn't you?
Well, when we were younger, I was probably much bigger than what the boarders were, so I had that my advantage, whereas now he towers over me. So, probably wouldn't go up against each other now.
Cheyenne, our women were the toast of the Olympics when they won the gold medal, quite formally, in the shorter form of the game. How many of those girls are actually in this 15, I was going to say 15-man team, 15-woman team?
Well, we've got two gold medalists, Shannon Perry and Shani Williams.
Right.
And we've also got Mahalia Murphy, which is one of the other newcomers into the Sevens squad. So, you know, we're excited to have them on board, and they're keen to just get in and, I guess, test themselves in the 15th format, especially for Mahalia. This will be her first World Cup and first international 15-a-side game, whereas Shannon and Shani are, you know, started in 15s and went across the Sevens. So, yeah, we're lucky to have them and can't wait to run alongside them tomorrow.
Well, I think it's literally 12 months ago that they won the gold medal, I think it was. So it's it's not too bad.
Literally today.
Now, we know New Zealand will be incredibly strong. England are the defending champions. Who's, how far do you want to go in this tournament? Obviously, to win the World Cup would be obviously very special. Targeting semi-finals, getting out of the pool matches.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone's here to win the Cup, but for us, we've set that top four as our goal, and obviously to beat Ireland in our first match and then France and Japan. So we've got to take one game at a time, and if we can beat Ireland, then we can sort of pick that one and move to our next goal. So ultimately, you know, top four, and then we'll readdress our goals once we reach that.
Well, I think one of the great things about when you are the host nations, there's so much pressure on you. So, in effect, you go into this game without a little bit of pressure, don't you? That's going to be the good one. So you need to play well, throw it round, have a bit of fun. Secondly, what are the conditions like there in Ireland? Because it can go sideways.
Summertime.
We've been spoilt for weather here in Ireland. It's been, you know, quite beautiful days, shorts and T-shirt material. So we're lucky in that sense. But we have been told that, you know, sometimes it is 80% chance of rain. So, you know, you never know what it's going to be like on game day. It could get a little bit, you know, slippery out there in the night games. But, you know, I think we'll adapt to that, and we'll sort of change up our patterns a little bit. But otherwise, we're just going to get out there and sort of use that underdog tag to our advantage and use the crowd, I guess, to pump us up and, see how we go against the host nation. They're under the pressure. They're here to to host it, and there's expectations that they need to win. So, you know, we just focus on ourselves and do what we've been practicing, and yeah.
And do it well, Cheyenne. 4 a.m. tomorrow morning, our time, the championship gets underway with your game against Ireland, the host nation. We wish you all the best. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, boys. See ya.
Good on you. Cheyenne Campbell there from our Australian women's 15.
Wallaroos.
Person side, the Wallaroos in action against Ireland, the host nation, tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. Berkey, England, you mentioned, they're the short price favourites at tab.com.au. The Aussies, the underdogs, $34. $34 chances to win the Women's World Cup of Rugby Union.